true. Going places where you've never been. Blue jacket, you're going again.
Hotel and Midnight on Dream Street, starting my particular hour for this program dedicated to the late Rick Dane. Well, it's 5 years now since Radio Jackie North's owner and founder Rick Dane died in tragic circumstances. That's a story which you may want to read about on the internet. I myself met Rick about 26 years ago, and it was only thanks to Merseyland Alternative Radio, which was on 266 meters at the time, that I even discovered pirate radio as a whole. Then one day, whilst working at my mum and dad's shop in Liverpool, fixing radios of all things, I heard this radio station totally overpowering my radio. It was playing music like no other station on the band, and the guy talking with a very authoritative voice and very knowledgeable about his music mentioned that it was a pirate radio station. I thought, wow, another, what's happening here? There are now two pirate radio stations in Liverpool and none from anywhere else in the country. It was, of course, Rick Dane on 217 metres medium wave with his Radio Jackie North. The music was tight, the jingles were tight, exciting, fast and somehow familiar. And by the letters that Rick read out, I could hear that people writing in were of a local origin, but also many from so far away. He even read one out from Amsterdam on one occasion. So now, not realising that medium wave skips at night, I started to wonder what power he used, as I myself had dabbled in simple transmitters as a kid using EL84 valves, which, by the way, only went to the bottom of my garden.
He was
They were Croakers and Easy Rocker on Radio Jackie North FM 105. Anyway, I can only talk about Rick Dane's life from my own observations, I guess. One day, whilst on MAR, I got the opportunity to do a rock show on MAR at 9 p.m. at night. I was filling in for someone at the time that week, and by sheer luck, Rick Dane was doing a range test with his mates driving round Liverpool for his own Radio Jackie. And he tuned to hear what the signal was like from MAR, and to his surprise, he heard rock music too. Probably just the timing. Now, as I don't think there was much in the way of heavy rock on MAR at the time, Rick then phoned the owner of MAR to ask what was going on. And Rick was perhaps a little upset too that a pirate radio friend was playing the same type of music. In fact, I have to admit, I myself did not even realise that Rick Dane was still on Radio Jackie North at 9 p.m. at night anyway, because he'd been on at 11 a.m. in the morning. So he must have literally spent all week recording his shows onto C120s. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I ended up getting a job on Radio Jackie North as Rick needed DJs to fill in and give him a break. And MAR were okay about it, pirates helping pirates, and so started many months with Rick Dane on Radio Jackie. Now, the first time I met Rick at his mum and dad's house in Cantrell Farm, Liverpool, this guy with long red hair who initially reminded me of David Coverdale from Whitesnake facially answered the door. And I was made up to meet one sort of hero, rather like how we made up to meet Sharon Osbourne nowadays, I suppose, without the husband, of course, you know. Right, well, Rick took me to his studio, and I could see the workings of Radio Jackie, hundreds of C120 cassettes, yes, tapes in those days being recorded on with shows, wall-to-wall records and posters all over Rick's bedroom of his rock idols, including one of Marion Faithfull, all in leather, which was on his ceiling.
Winter's almost gone, oh, how I've waited so long for summer nights. When there's magic in the air and I don't ever care, all that matters to me is that you are here on summer nights. There's a little cafe where we can hear music play. They keep the lights turned on low. Let us go. You'll hold me tight and say our love will always be this way on summer night.
What you mean to me. feel like a constant kiss of the rising sun. Ah, you're like a constant kiss of the rising sun. Of the rising sun. Ah, you're like a constant glimpse of the rising sun.
Faithful on one of the shortest records of all time, Summer Nights, followed by Medicine Head and Rising Sun from 73. Now, Rick Dane and I chatted about pirate radio transmitters and many other exciting things involving radio. We talked about Bert, who had the best signal on medium wave and the best quality ever, and we both tried to work out how Bert's special techniques worked, but to no avail. And then we both agreed end times and hours to do shows for Radio Jackie, and that was a Friday night, would you believe, at 8 p.m. And I had to rush home to my young wife and babies and try to get 4 shows done for the next day and drop them off at Rick's house prior to 10 a.m. Not very good for one's marriage and fatherhood, but still exciting for me, as you can imagine. My missus was okay about it, though, so I recorded 4 shows on C-120s and rushed back over for 9 a.m. to drop off the shows. Rick took me to his location, which was a 23-storey block of flats. That was at 11 a.m. on a Saturday morning. He started up the transmitters, and I was amazed to see what the whole station was. Basically, one mono cassette recorder, a load of C-120 tapes, and yes, a 2-valve 807 transmitter. Now, while the shows were playing, we were walking around the entire block of flats carrying radios. Now, what a buzz that was. It was like a license to broadcast. Rick seemed to have keys for many of the empty flats. He also had his own rented flat anyway, and he took me onto the roof of the 23-storey flats, and I just wish we had digital cameras in those days. Somehow, at that height, you really do feel a potential audience audience that you are broadcasting to. And that was in the days when radio really did rule. Remember, FM was new, most car radios were AM, there was no Sky Satellite, no Freeview, no DAB and no internet radio. The world was for the taking, we just did not realise how much we could have taken at the time.
Magic, I love it. Oh, can't you see?
White Plains and I've Got You On My Mind. That was one of Rick's all-time favourite records. And Whitesnake, Don't Break My Heart Again, here on Radio Jackie North, 217 FM 105. Now, having had a tour of the Radio Jackie Empire, which was really the entire block of high-rise flats in Cantrell Farm, Rick showed me his own flat, which he rented from the council. The transmissions were not coming from there, and in his flat I noticed many, many pictures of a pretty young girl, which turned out to be his girlfriend and the love of his life, Jane. He said I could meet her one day, but she was out in town at the time. Rick had given her some of his dosh from advertising to go and get herself kitted out in town as a peace offering for all the hours he put into Radio Jackie. This prompted me to ask, well, how much time does Radio Jackie take of your hours, Rick? And does it affect your relationship with Jane? Hanny sort of avoided the question, so I knew instinctively he was neglecting his girlfriend for radio, the way I neglected my own wife and kids as well with radio. Rick did give me some idea, though, of the hours involved of Radio Jackie North. The entire weekend was taken up morning to night sitting with his own tapes at the Radio Jackie location. Rick said he used to put a C-120 in, rush over to his mum and dad's house on foot for something to eat, and rush back again just in time to change for the next tape. How Rick would have loved a PC in those days. He could have loaded 20 hours of shows into his computer and left it. And you could guarantee that it would not have been touched or raided in those days either. But technology was such that the longest break he could have away from the playout was about an hour from changing the tape from one tape to the next one. And even that he masterfully could do within 5 seconds.
Light.
Radio Jackie North, Status Quo, rocking all over the world. So how much time did Rick Dane then dedicate to his radio career besides the entire weekend being taken up sitting with the playout cassettes? He then spent 20 hours a week recording his shows, which really took 40 hours due to the preparation. Another 20 hours trying to obtain advertising revenue, and the rest of the time maintaining his transmitters, putting up new aerials, which inevitably would get pulled down due to one reason or another during the week. And I have to admit, I only ever heard Radio Jackie North go off air once in 12 months, and that was for technical reasons anyway. In fact, it was a blown fuse caused by Rick putting a 3-kilowatt heater on in his flat and having an electric kettle on at the same time. So, as you can see, Rick did not spend that much time with his girlfriend Jane, which of course had bad side effects later on in his radio career. So Rick was delighted, really, when I did take the burden off him by doing 8 hours a week out of the 20 hours and also sitting with my own 8 hours of tapes. And why not? I would normally be at home listening to my show, so why not sit at the flat listening and taking the strain from Rick? And yet, I never gave a thought to the most important people in my life, that was my wife and young kids, in the same way as Rick felt he must have neglected his own girlfriend and perhaps also his aging mum and dad too at the time. Dedicated especially to Rick Dane's Girlfriend of All Time, that was Jane by Jefferson Starship. Now, on one occasion, Rick showed me how he could totally disguise the flat in use for the radio station by routing coax to the roof of the Cantrell Farm flat. Now, I don't know how he did it, and yet there were coax connections to many of his empty flats going to the roof. And on the roof would be the long medium wave aerial wire, often going to a lamppost, or horizontally across to another block of flats. Rick said to me the ideal power was when the other end of the aerial was high up. It did not matter how low down the beginning of the aerial was, as long as the other end was high up. Now, I was talking to Steve West the other day, who told me some great stories, one of which was that one day Rick Dane stood on a load of polystyrene and then put his tongue on each of the 807 valve caps to see if there was power. Obviously, he didn't have a meter in those days. In the same way as some people test a 9-volt battery with their tongue. Don't do this at home, kids, by the way. Rick was also not frightened of heights. I have genuinely witnessed him climbing on a balcony of one flat and reaching up for the next one, as they were fairly close by due to there being 23 stories high. Well, you can imagine my whole life passed by in 1 second, but Rick had no fear of heights at all. Steve West apparently nearly lost his life one day when he was on the roof with Rick Dane. And I think Steve was holding coax or aerial wire, and Steve slipped and nearly went over 23 stories. Thank God the angels saved him, as we would not be here today telling you my story.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure and whatever comes our way. Yeah, down and go, make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of the guns and pumps and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. So high, I never wanna die.
Radio Jackie North, FM 105, and that was for Rick Dane, Steppenwolf and Born to be Wild. Well, after a few months, Radio Jackie was more popular than ever, as there was now a selection of DJs giving Rick even more of a break, but the station had become the way Rick did not want it to. There were too many letters coming into the station. Genuinely, one week I received 110, and Rick said, Rick told me, just read them briefly, but because I appreciated the listeners taking the trouble to write a letter, stick a stamp, post a letter, I ended up reading the whole letter, which to the listener must have felt great, attracting even more letters, a vicious circle, really. In the end, it was more talk than music. Then I started playing music which was not really right for the station, 10cc and a lot of soft rock, and Rick gave me my marching orders. Now, in a way, I was glad that he did. Now, you see, I did not want to lay him down, but knew I was neglecting my own family, so was glad to be able to leave. But we stayed friends anyway, and then drifted apart until 1990, when we met up again for a whole new ball game.
You see, but I feel it though I'm.
Trevor Rayburn, and I heard you cry wolf on Radio Jackie North 217 105 FM. So what happened after Radio Jackie North? Well, from memory, Rick appeared in 1985 on Atlantis 102.7, which was a radio station owned by Davo and with radio jocks Steve Bishop, Tony Hayes and Colin Sayer and Roy Stanier. But I would say Rick's biggest success has to be Atlantis 252 Medium Wave. That was starring Rick Dane and Stephen Bishop and others, which had a superb signal. It was based in West Derby 7 days a week and extensively carried out advertising to keep the station on air with a very, very wide choice of music to appeal not just to rock fans, as did Radio Jackie North, but to everyone. Now, this was perhaps at the request of the advertisers, I presume, as it was so unusual to hear Rick Dane playing Tamla Motown, soft rock from the 80s, hard rock, and even reggae, with the main focus on the charts and 60s classics. Atlantis 252 carried on for, I would say, almost 2 years, and with the help of Steve Bishop using high-rise flats in Tubebrook, Anfield and Kirkdale, it was at one point in time 24 hours a day. Great station and a great adventurous life for Rick Dane, who later appeared on MAR around, I am guessing, 2002. One of Rick's all-time faves is this final one from Led Zeppelin called Kashmir. Hope you enjoyed the hour of a snippet of Rick's life. We would like one day perhaps to feature his life story on the website. MAR105.tk. But for now, if you'd like any more information, please email us on rjn@rock.com. That's rjn@rock.com. We go out as mentioned with Led Zeppelin and Kashmir at Radio Jackie North 217 on 105 FM.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. All will be revealed.
the sun. There's a ground in my eye, filled with sand. As I stand this race in line, inside a dream. Is the path that led me to that place, yellow desert screen. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. And the dust that blows high in dew, when the moving through gets me.
Rock night. 6 hours of all your favorite rock music from 8 p.m. right through until 2 p.m. the following morning, and it's only 50 pence admission. Music like Deep Purple, AC/DC, Black Sabbath, and Rainbow.
Extremes is at 56 Stanley Street, Liverpool. Extremes sell new wave and modern clothing. Extremes stock t-shirts, bondage clothes, striped jeans, PVC and black drainpipe trousers, mohairs and shoes. If you're into new wave or modern clothing, get yourself down to Extremes at 56 Stanley Street, Liverpool, opposite Arcade Hairdressers. Ring 236-1728 and ask for Extremes, new wave and modern clothing.
More music, more often.
This is Jacking Off Radio 317, the friendly sound around on Merseyside.